I support the Second Amendment. I purchased a gun when I was a young man. I've been a hunter pretty much all my life.
Can I get me a hunting license here?
I'm not a big game hunter. I made it very clear. I've always been, if you will, a rodent and rabbit hunter, all right? Small varmints, if you will.
You better say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint!
Now, back to Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi. 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and it's now time for the State House Report. And this week, joining us for the State House Report is none other than State Representative Jeff Deal. Of course, he represents the 7th Plymouth District, which is East Bridgewater, Abington, and Whitman. Representative, how are you, sir?
Hey, Kevin. Great, and great to be back with all the listeners from WATD. Thanks so much for having me on.
What have you been up to lately, and what are some of the things that that have been going on up on Beacon Hill?
Well, to get right to it, I'll tell you, August is actually a recess month, but we really haven't looked at August as a chance to take a rest because, quite honestly, what we passed right at the end of July was some new taxes that I really, you know, and I think other people didn't feel were necessarily in line with what the state needed, especially when we had $627 million in unanticipated revenue. So I've been working on a repeal effort with for a signature drive and a ballot question to get rid of the gas tax that links to CPI. And I know there's also been work by other groups to try to do this repeal of the new tech tax, where they're going to be taxing 6.25% on internet-related services for companies. And so, you know, again, we had some significant revenue coming in for FY13. We didn't really feel there was a need to raise taxes $500 million, but it did pass. And now you actually have legislators on both sides of the aisle trying to get this tech tax repeal, even though some of them may have voted for it. Not me, but some of the legislators may have voted for that tech tax. They're now filing bills to repeal it. So it's been interesting times this August.
I have to ask you your personal opinion on something. Do you feel that next year is an election year on the state level for yourself, many of your colleagues, and a lot of the state offices? Do you feel that with what was put forth for the fiscal year 2014 budget is something that the taxpayers might revolt themselves, and, you know, that some of those who may have voted for the gas tax or the tech tax could be the casualties of their affirmation of that tax?
Well, I mean, you know that the towns are ultimately the people who decide which legislators they want to send up to the State House. And obviously, you know, myself, I came out of the blue in 2008, 2009, kind of because I had seen cuts to the local aid numbers, school numbers, and we had just raised taxes, you know, raised the sales tax to 6.25%, a 25% increase. So that was a big reason why the legislature changed over and had a doubling of the number of Republicans. And I would say that this may be a concern for some people who voted for these taxes because, again, these are taxes that don't necessarily they actually really hurt the middle to low-income families because, these are gas taxes, new taxes on gas that, you know, they're indexed to CPI, cost of living, consumer price index, and they're going to go up every year from here on out without a vote from the legislature. So I think people are going to be upset about that, especially because, again, it affects the person that's trying to get to work, the people trying to get their kids to and from school or activities. You know, even school districts, now their transportation costs are going to go up again, and the state continues to underfund the school transportation. So this is just going to put another, you know, crunch on towns to try to come up with more money as well. And so, in general, I think these were poorly thought-out taxes. And, again, they weren't really necessarily called for, in my opinion. So that's why I think you are going to see, you know, a lot of people talking about it in this coming election cycle and maybe some legislators having to defend a vote that wasn't so good.
I have to ask you, is what has been going on as far as your particular party that you're a part of, the Republicans? There's been a bit of a buzz lately in regards to kind of getting things all geared up and ready, whether it's for a presidential run, whether it's, you know, to kind of unite the party. What's been going on that you know of?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty interesting. I know Scott Brown was out at the Iowa State Fair, maybe testing the waters to see about a presidential run. I know Charlie Baker has been starting to get out and about, I guess, maybe paving the way for a possible run for governor, as he did before. And, you know, I actually saw some of these guys out at campaign events for two special elections. Carol Claros is running out in Worcester, and Dr. David Steinhoff is running in Fall River. I had a chance to go door knocking with Carol and host a fundraiser for David in Fall River. So, you know, I think everybody's starting to really get active again, and to see Scott out there maybe looking at the top of the ticket, it's an interesting situation for Republicans in Massachusetts once again.
What's going on as far as your district? Have you had a chance to get around to the three communities that you represent and see how things are going with your constituents?
Well, and that's the other thing. This is my favorite time of year because it does allow me a chance to spend, you know, more time in the community, either going to concerts and, as you know, giving out the trademark lollipops, like at the bandstand in Whitman where I see you every Thursday.
Yep.
Or, you know, just the other thing is going to senior centers. They have cookouts. It's a time for a lot of golf events for some of these charity activities like the Abington Education Foundation or the Kiwanis. So I like to help sponsor things and be a part of the golfing events if I can, just to talk to folks. So the summer really is a nice time because even though, you know, we have a recess, it's a chance for me to actually be much more involved with the community. I'm not up at Beacon Hill taking as many votes, and so I have a chance to, again, talk to folks. In fact, I know Whitman Hanson School Board's going to be meeting this Wednesday. I look forward to having a chance to go there and see how they're looking at their budget for the upcoming year. And again, taking that information and making sure we do what we need to do up at the State House.
When do you and your colleagues head back up to Beacon Hill and get back at it? And is there anything that's pressing or pending that you'll find yourself working on?
Well, you know, we start back up in September officially, although things really, like I said, they don't actually officially ever end. We always have informals. And, you know, there's going to be some legislation coming up. I would say, you know, there's been hearings around the state on guns. You know, people are still concerned after the Sandy Hook tragedy about what we can do in Massachusetts. Although I will say, if you talk to most gun clubs or even legislators that are maybe on the other side of the aisle, they're starting to realize that Massachusetts is one of the most strict states as far as gun control laws. So we actually maybe, you know, not doing as much as other states have had to do because we have a lot of these safeguards in place, but that is some legislation being looked at. And then the other thing I would say is the housing authorities. The governor had a plan to try to consolidate housing authorities into six regions and basically take over 241 housing authorities across the state. I think, I won't say to a person, but most legislators up there don't agree with the governor on this plan, so I think we're going to have to be doing some fighting back on this one, as well as like we did with the $2 billion tax increase that he had proposed.
I have to probably ask you one other thing. Annie, have you heard any rumblings or anything lately in regards to the electronic benefit transfer cards and what's being done by the Department of Transitional Assistance? You know, there was, I guess, just a couple of weeks ago, there was a report in one of the Boston papers in regards to a woman who had got pulled over, had multiple EBT cards on her. Have you heard anything, or where do things stand? I know that yourself and a couple of your colleagues have been working on that as well.
No, right. That's something that really the Department of Transitional Services, DTS, they are supposed to be getting us more information. Now, it's always taken longer than we've desired to have that information back. In fact, my colleague Sean O'Connell had to personally pay $800 to get records that would let her know, you know, the balances on some of these cards. And when she got it, and we found out there was very high balances, and there have been people losing cards repeatedly. So we've discovered that there's fraud. It's just a matter of how they're handling it now. And I think when we get back, we're expecting a lot more answers on making sure that this stuff is clamped down on. And it's not just Department of Transitional Services, but it's also a lot of other Health and Human Services. We're trying to make sure, as they admitted, that their computer systems don't necessarily, you know, interact with each other. We're trying to make sure that they can do a better job of that. And even with the federal database, because similar things with housing for people that don't necessarily deserve it, we want to make sure that those people are not getting the benefits that they're not entitled to, and the people who should be getting them, you know, again, people who are disabled, homeless, you know, maybe for no fault of their own, veterans that are coming back that haven't had trouble getting jobs, they deserve to have that priority housing and not have it unavailable because people who aren't able to provide any information about, you know, verifying whether they're a citizen or anything or eligibility, we want to make sure that gets cut off. So that is, I'm glad you mentioned that. That is part of some of the work that we need to make, ensure as we get into the next year here.
Well, we want to thank you very much for joining us. here for the State House report on Monday Night Talk. Anything as far as in closing or information if folks want to reach out and contact you?
Yeah, I would say if anybody wants to help out with this repeal of the gas tax linkage to CPI, they should come to my website, which is www.jeffdeal.com. That's GeoffDiehl.com. There's a link on that page to take you to our Facebook page that has even more information about the ballot initiative and the signature drive we're about to start. The Attorney General should be ruling in early September on whether our ballot initiative is valid. We have early signs that they do see that as a valid ballot initiative. And so, therefore, we'll be getting signatures. We need about 100,000. Anybody who can help out should go to my website and click on that link and find my email address there. And it's jeff@jeffdeal.com. And send me an email because I need all the help I can, just like we did to get Mike Sullivan on that Senate in that Senate race. We had 2 weeks and two snowstorms, and we still got all the 30,000-plus signatures. We need about 100,000 now, but we've got a little more time, but I still need all hands on deck. So that'd be great if you can pump that word out there.
There he is, State Representative Jeff Deal. Well, we're going to step aside, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk, and we'll be doing a little bit of a debate with the candidates looking to be the next mayor in the city of Brockton. Stay tuned.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.